Filmmakers use test audiences' reactions to plan movie marketing. Kevin Getz, who started Screen Engine / C, is an expert in movie testing. After nearly 20 years in the industry, he uses test audiences to collect feedback that helps filmmakers improve their movies before they release them to theaters and streaming services. Getz began his career with dreams of acting and moved to California. In 1987, he joined National Research Group, NRG, where films were shown to test audiences that matched the movie's target demographic. These viewers watched unfinished films with temporary soundtracks and answered questionnaires. Some stayed for a Q&A session to provide deeper insights into what worked and what didn't in the film. Working at NRG for 16 years, Getz moderated discussions several nights a week. He then started his own production company, Brooklyn Boy Makes Good, BBMG, and produced films including Wild Iris, earning Laura Linney an Emmy. When Nielsen acquired NRG in 2002, Getz led movie testing at OTX, a pioneer in online research. By 2010, he founded his own company, Screen Engine / C. Audience testing is a long-standing Hollywood practice. Around 1919 or 1920, comedian Harold Lloyd began test screenings by showing early versions of his films and noting when and how much audiences laughed. He used these insights to tweak his movies before their final release. In the early 1930s, film studios started using questionnaires to pinpoint a movie's best and worst moments and to spot potential stars. For example, although the movie Stand Up and Cheer wasn't a hit, audiences loved Shirley Temple, which helped her career take off. In the late 1930s, poster George Gallup tried to introduce a scientific method for collecting movie audience data, but studios preferred to do their testing internally. By the 1950s, they were collecting demographic data like age and gender from audiences. By the mid-1970s, doing audience research before releasing films had become standard practice. Studios stopped limiting initial releases to a few big cities and started launching films nationwide right away. This approach required more film prints and larger marketing budgets. With movies becoming more costly due to advanced special effects, audience testing turned into an essential step to minimize financial risks. Technology enhances precision in audience research. Movie test screenings are usually near Los Angeles, but if a film generates a lot of buzz, Getz holds screenings in other cities too. It takes 1 to 2 weeks to arrange everything. At these screenings, instead of paper questionnaires, the team uses tablets, biometric wristbands, portable printers, laptops, and special recorders equipped with sound and night vision. Security is also provided to prevent any disruptions or illegal recording of the movie. Getz's company finds its audience mainly online from a huge database of moviegoers, although sometimes they recruit people directly near theaters or malls using an enticing recruitment message. Before the film starts, moderators remind the audience that they are seeing a preliminary version of the film and have them sign a non-disclosure agreement. The questions asked after the film are tailored to that specific movie. Analysts work through the night to deliver a report to the filmmakers within 24 hours. Filmmakers pay close attention to how many viewers rate the movie as very good or excellent, since those who love the film are likely to recommend it to others. Ratings from those who would definitely recommend the movie are highlighted in what are called top-line scores. A film's success often depends on positive recommendations. Researchers organize the feedback by different groups, like male or female and younger or older. Getz personally calls the filmmakers to discuss the data and suggest ways to improve the movie based on the feedback. Movies don't always go as planned. Testing is valuable. A poor ending can negatively affect a film's success. For instance, during testing for the film Cocktail with Tom Cruise, audiences enjoyed the movie until its abrupt change in tone towards the end. To address this, the filmmakers introduced a rival character and altered the ending to have Cruise's character come out on top. Despite critical disapproval, the movie was a hit, especially among young women, and became one of the highest-grossing films of the year thanks to producer Robert Quart's attention to audience feedback. Similarly, test audiences for Fatal Attraction were initially dissatisfied with the ending where Alex, the other woman in an affair, takes her own life. Responding to audience demand for a more dramatic conclusion, the studio reshot the ending. In the new version, Alex attempts to kill her ex-lover's wife but is ultimately drowned by him. Just when it seems she's dead, she lunges at him, and his wife shoots her. This revised ending greatly improved audience reactions and helped the film gross $320 million worldwide. Fine-tuning films with test audiences. Being objective is challenging for filmmakers. Sean Levy, the producer behind the 2005 reboot of The Pink Panther starring Steve Martin as Inspector Clouseau, sensed something was off. His feelings were confirmed by a test audience who didn't appreciate Clouseau's humor, citing the film's mixed identity between adult and family comedy. Levy and Martin then removed the adult jokes and focused more on slapstick humor, which turned the movie into a success. Today, filmmakers use psychographics to select test audiences based on their psychological traits like attitudes and behaviors. For instance, Martin Scorsese's The Age of Innocence was aimed at educated, affluent viewers but failed to resonate during a test screening in a working-class area of New Jersey, where many walked out. Despite this setback, the film was a success in its target demographic and earned 5 Oscar nominations. This experience taught producer Mark Canton the importance of testing films with diverse audiences to gauge broader appeal. Jason Blum's triumph in horror film production. Jason Blum founded Blumhouse Productions in 2000 and quickly became a leading producer in the horror genre. After missing out on The Blair Witch Project, which was a low-budget film that earned $140 million in the U.S., Blum realized the potential in such movies. This experience was crucial when he encountered Paranormal Activity, a film with a similar low-budget homemade style. Convinced of its potential, Blum partnered with the film's creator, Oren Peli, and arranged screenings for horror enthusiasts, receiving positive feedback. When two executives from DreamWorks showed interest but wanted to reshoot the film, Blum agreed, but only if it first passed a test screening. The film not only pleased the test audience but also won approval with a new ending suggested by Steven Spielberg, along with enhanced sound effects. Paranormal Activity earned $108 million in the U.S. and its sequels nearly $900 million globally. Blum attributes his success to the ability to test the film with a theater audience, confirming its appeal. Tuning, Moonstruck for Laughter. Moonstruck, a comedy about Italian-Americans in Brooklyn, initially opened with scenes of New York City at night set to opera music. As the film begins, the camera captures Cher as a busy bookkeeper. Although test audiences laughed, the filmmakers sensed the reactions were muted. Alan Ladd Jr., the head of MGM/UA, reviewed audience feedback to understand why. They found that the opera music made the movie seem too serious, dampening the humor. Realizing that the audience needed a nudge to laugh, Ladd and film editor Lou Lombardo replaced the opera with Dean Martin's lively That's Amore. This switch set a more fitting mood for a romantic comedy, enhancing viewer enjoyment and aligning with the film's tone. The impact of music and editing in film. Music can enhance a film scene, but it can't fix all problems, such as poor chemistry between actors. For instance, producers sometimes use music to try to mask weak relationships on screen, but this is rarely successful. Regarding Footloose, there was a disagreement between the new producer, Craig Zahdan, and the experienced director, Herbert Ross, about the film's ending. Zahdan believed that a dance scene should climax the movie as the teen's victory moment, but Ross didn't include it in the script. The studio supported Ross's decision not to film the dance initially. However, after a preview where the audience felt let down when the upbeat music and dancing stopped abruptly, research showed that the viewers wanted a more exhilarating conclusion. This feedback led the filmmakers and studio to add the dance scene after the main shooting had finished, transforming Footloose from a solid movie into a blockbuster. The unpredictability of movie test screenings. Test screenings don't always indicate how well a movie will do at the box office. For example, when producer Linda Obst tested One Fine Day, starring Michelle Pfeiffer and George Clooney, it received a 99% approval rating. The studio decided to release it earlier, but it unfortunately had to compete with big hits like Jerry Maguire, Michael, and Scream, which affected its performance. Later, Obst produced How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days. This romantic comedy also tested well, and she wisely released it just before Valentine's Day when there was less competition. It earned 4 times more on its opening than One Fine Day. A test screening only shows how an audience feels at that moment and doesn't always predict future success. Trends change, and what resonates with audiences during a test might not hold the same appeal by the time the movie is released. The power of private screenings in filmmaking. A seasoned executive at Paramount advised director Martha Coolidge to always conduct a private screening before presenting a movie to the studio. When Coolidge showed The Prince and Me to small groups, audiences particularly enjoyed the lawnmower race scene. Despite this, studio executives initially wanted to remove the scene before broader testing. Confident in the positive audience reaction, Coolidge insisted on keeping it. The scene was well received at the larger, formal preview, and the studio executives dropped their objections to it. The art of feedback in filmmaking. Sometimes, Getz is tasked with delivering tough news to directors on behalf of studios that prefer not to confront them directly. He uses diplomacy and emotional intelligence to manage these sensitive situations, ensuring both filmmakers and studio executives are handled with care. Drew Barrymore and her producing partner Nancy Yuvonen take a warm and genuinely curious approach to audience feedback. Their film, Charlie's Angels, was a hit with test audiences, and they used this feedback to refine the movie further. Thanks to their attentiveness to audience reactions, the film grossed $264 million worldwide. Key points. 1. Filmmakers use test audiences' reactions to improve movies before release, analyzing feedback to tweak elements like endings and humor. 2. Kevin Getz, an expert in movie testing, founded ScreenEngine/SE to help filmmakers enhance their movies using audience feedback. 3. Hollywood has used audience testing since the 1900s, starting with observing reactions to silent films. 4. Today, advanced technology like biometric wristbands sharpens this research. 5. Test screenings can prompt major changes in movies to align with viewer preferences. 6. Despite detailed testing, audience reactions may not always predict a film's success. 7. Filmmakers often use audience feedback to refine their movies, sometimes overruling studio executives.